This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Wendelin van Brada, the European correspondent for The Economist magazine. She is helping me to understand how the flooding that has devastated two large parts, vital parts of agricultural Germany, are going to speak to or not speak to the election campaign now underway. We've spoken of the two major parties by polling, the Greens and the CDU. There are other parties, the Social Democratic Party, represented by Olaf Scholz, the Free Democratic Party, represented by Christian Lindner, and the Alternative for Germany, represented by Alice Weidel and Tino Chrupalla, and finally the left, Janine Wissler and Dietmar Bartsch. These are a variety of candidates. There are other combinations that can possibly be put together for a coalition of majority in the Bundestag. How does the Bundestag get elected? Wendelin, forgive me. This is a civics lesson, but you have a unique way of voting. You vote twice in Germany, or each person gets to vote twice. How does it work for the local election, and how does that translate into the Bundestag, where the chancellor is chosen?
Yes, it is, an unusual system, and it's, of course, in some ways, or entirely the result of Germany's history. So after the war, there was a great desire not to avoid a splintering of parties and to have strong parties and bigger groupings. So basically, Germans elect their members of parliament, as you say, with two votes. The first vote is for a direct candidate who ought to receive a plurality vote in their electoral district. The second vote is used to elect a party list in each state as established by their respective caucus. So the Bundestag comprises seats representing each electoral district, with the remainder of seats being allocated to maintain proportionality based on the second vote. So many people say that it's the second vote that's the really important one. I don't know whether that was quite clear.
No, it's clear. The first vote is first past the post. That's the way they elect in Great Britain, first past the post. You don't need a majority.
Exactly.
The second vote is for the party. And then, of course, you have to be able to use arithmetic very quickly in your brain to figure this out. I would depend upon somebody else to rebalance the Bundestag, which then must build coalitions. So polling must be a treat. I mean, to imagine how people are going to vote twice. Right now, then, with all of this voting, the CDU is the dominant factor, but it's not a majority factor. It, according to the polling that you reproduce in The Economist, it's at 28%. What will the CDU do, presuming that it is the plurality leader in the Bundestag after all of this voting and head scratching and me with my pencil trying to figure it out? What will the Bundestag link with? Will it link with the Greens or one of these other parties that I read through very quickly because they have less than 20%, less than 10% each? What will the coalition look like?
So first of all, you make a very good point, which I think, you know, it's not necessarily the case in other countries. There will certainly be a coalition. You know, Germany has been for decades now been governed by coalition governments. And there's often also a great coalition, you know, with and that's the CDU, the Conservatives and the Social Democrats, which is the case at the moment, right? That's Merkel's coalition. So there will be some sort of coalition after after September 26th when Germany votes. Of course, you know, the combination is at the moment really anybody's guess. The one that people are most worried about, but that's at the moment, I think the latest poll suggests just a 15% likelihood, is the coalition of the left parties, the hard left, the Social Democrats and the Greens, because that would really change the way Germany is run. Germany would really move to the left of where it is now. But all the other combinations would include the CDU. It could be the CDU and the Greens and the Liberals, or it could be the CDU and the Social Democrats and the Liberals, or, you know, it could be some sort of, but all these parties are more moderate and more centrist than a coalition of the left, the SPD, the Social Democrats, the left as a party, and the Greens. So I think one can expect Laschet to be the next chancellor. At least that's what the expectation is now. And he, with the CDU, will form some sort of coalition government, possibly with the Greens and the Liberals. So I think that is a fairly likely combination at the moment.
Barring another natural disaster, Wendelin van Brenau, who is the European correspondent for The Economist magazine, helping me to understand how to follow the German elections. Armin Laschet is the man who was likely to be the new chancellor, and much more to learn about Herr Laschet. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.